Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Hear this, because if you didn't hear it from me, you heard it from somebody. You just said you heard it from me.
I heard it from somebody who said they heard it from you. So anyways, all right.
I mean,
so
that's my second win, and then I got second at Paula.
No, I mean even counting last year, all-time win, 125 all-star race.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'd go out on a limb and say yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. How was it out there? I watched it. Really,
how'd it look? How'd it look?
You look good. You had no real
sound, by the way.
You need to shift more.
Oh, God.
I just shift more.
I'm probably 190 in gear. Like, I have to make sure I'm going to pull the next gear.
That's a good point. But domination today here in Washougal in front of your home fans has to feel good.
Win, lose, or draw, like, it's just, I had fun coming out and camping and, you know, cooking and, you know, I don't know. Just, it's just fun to come here and see, like all the guys at Cowie, all the guys at Pro Circuit, you know, the Yamaha guys, just everybody. Carlos from KTM. I only get to see him, you know, a few rounds at Supercross, if, you know, the first maybe last, I guess, these last 2 years I've gone to Hangtown. So that, you know, that, seeing those guys now and then is cool. And then it's been a break. It's, you know, I haven't gone to any race except other than those first two. So now we're back at Washougal. So to see everybody again, you know, I grew up, you know, not racing professional, but like I did 10 years in this industry, so, or in this paddock. So, and a lot of guys are still the same. A lot of the AMA people, oh, nice to see you. Yeah, I was like, you know, so it's cool.
You've actually won here more on 125 than you did on as a professional.
That's also true.
Which is amazing.
Struggled a lot to win here, and I mean, you could go back and look, but I think I've only won here.
Just once.
Only once.
Yeah.
Only once.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Only once.
Right. So, yeah, you're 2-1 in 125 wins. How was the uphill on 125?
So we did a lot of work on that thing this year.
Well, I saw that.
Mitch did. And Schneike. So it runs really good, and it pulls my fat ass up the hill.
Yep. Blue crew?
Blue crew all the way, yeah.
We're teammates.
We are teammates. I'm telling you, like, it's I hear we're working on some updates for it, but it's the chassis and the way the seat is, you know, it's not like you're getting on an old, like, if I was riding like an old, because I don't know, 0405 Cowie, like that, you know, has like a banana seat, you know, this has a pretty neutral chassis. It works when it works well, and updated the suspension and things like that. Like, that's how it comes.
Yeah.
You know, we just did motor work.
All right. Well, your setup looks pretty good here. You got a motorhome, and your sprinter's done up.
So we drove up Wednesday morning. We did 12 hours, got to Grants Pass, and then we got a hotel, and then we, finished the next 4 hours in the on Thursday, and then we picked up our 31-foot Sunseeker. See the Pro Circuit banner on the side.
I saw that. Yeah. Did Mitch pay you for that?
No, I should pay him for that, actually.
Okay. Right. I would think you would say, "Hey, Mitch, give me $100. I'll hang a banner."
Only for you.
Okay.
All right. You want to pull, you still owe me that money.
No, I donated it.
Oh.
So it went to a privateer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, good job.
What are you for dinner on? The show.
Are you coming up for show 400? Because negotiations are still going on, I understand.
If I'm free, I probably can.
Right. Is it true that you want a barbecue to come up?
Oh, you like it? Lucas actually wants a Traeger.
Right,
that's what he's trying to negotiate through me for.
Right.
From you, he wants a Traeger.
Yeah. So somehow Nick Way found out that you want something for the show, and now he's trying to get something from the show, and now I can't afford to get anybody up for the show. So thanks for that.
So what are we having for dinner?
I don't know. Let's lock everybody in and we'll figure it out. But it'll be epic for sure.
When
when is it? We don't quite know. I got two dates in mind.
Okay.
I'll let you know though shortly for sure. You need to know.
I need to.
What's next on your schedule? What's the next thing you're doing? Besides getting hammered.
Who said I'm doing that?
I
go to Loretta's on Wednesday morning.
Loretta's,
So I'll be there. I'm going to land Wednesday, probably midday. Drive straight to the track, straight into the pro circuit tent mm-hmm. with Mitch.
Yeah.
And Yamaha, because we're across the street.
Don't forget about Yamaha.
No, I didn't forget. I'm just saying I'm everything I have to do is on Thursday, okay. all day Thursday, okay. and Yamaha dinner Thursday night. So, yep. so I will get there after racing. Essentially, is what I'm saying. Yep. So I'll go there see Mitch because I'm sure he's going to be at the truck
right.
or at the trailer, and yep. And then after that I come back home for about 5 days, and I have a wedding I have to go to in Idaho, and then RV Cup,
oh, okay.
and then what else is after that?
Straight Rhythm.
Well, then my dad's memorial race.
Okay.
Which is last week in August, first of September, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then Straight Rhythm. And then back in hibernation. Well,
yeah. Right.
I'm done.
Right.
I mean, I didn't ride since Paula now, so it's not like I'm doing a lot of riding.
Oh, really? That was no riding?
I rode like six laps on a 2020 450.
Okay.
With Travis.
Okay.
And Vin Diesel.
Did you see... Travis was here trying to help the guys out.
Yeah, he came over. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, we're going to try to get him up for next year.
Okay, all right. We'll work on that. Yeah. Greatest retired rider ever still?
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, we'll see.
What do you think? Give me your honest opinion off the cuff right now.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
Better than I am. Fucking nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Absolutely. All right.
Nobody's doing better than I am.
Thank you.
Thanks.